You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. The stock of Nestle India rose 3% to an intraday high of ₹2,614.45 after the company continued to pay a general license fee or royalty to its parent company, Société des Produits Nestlé SA. The current royalty rate is at 4.5% of the net sales. Shares of Nestlé India have given a return of more than 3% in the last 5 days. The scrip has risen over 2% in the past 6 months. It raised investors' wealth by 14% in the last years and 123% in the past 5 years. To compare, the benchmark index, Nifty 50, has risen 2% in the past 5 days. The index has given a return of 12% in the past 6 months. Moving on, fueled by economic diversification, rising consumer demand and reverse migration patterns accelerated by the pandemic, the real estate markets of Tier 2 cities are witnessing remarkable growth trends, and these once overlooked urban centers are rapidly closing the gap with their Tier 1 counterparts, according to Housing.com's The Bharat in India report. This surge can be attributed to the burgeoning economic potential of these cities, attracting a growing influx of residents. Notably, this trend has gained momentum in the wake of the pandemic and fueled by the phenomenon of reverse migration. The economic dynamism has had a multiplier effect on the real estate market in Tier 2 cities, especially in retail, warehousing and residential segments. Furthermore, Larsen & Toubro, L&T, announced on Thursday that its hydrocarbon vertical, L&T Energy, has secured a large order from the Oil and Natural Gas Corporation, ONGC, for Daman Upside Development Project Wellhead Platforms and Pipelines, DODPWP, of India's West Coast. The scope of work, it added, includes engineering, procurement, construction, installation and commissioning of 4 wellhead platforms, 140-kilometer pipeline and associated topside modifications at the Tapti-Daman block at a western offshore location. According to the company, the value of significant order is between ₹1,000 crore and ₹2,500 crore. Large orders are worth ₹2,500 crore, ₹5,000 crore. Major orders are in the range of ₹5,000 crore, ₹7,000 crore, and mega orders are worth above ₹7,000 crore. Additionally, India's non-financial corporates will require capacity expansion, inorganic growth, refinancing, and working capital needs, along with shareholder payments, in order to fulfill their large capital requirements, said a report by Moody's Rating and ICRA. While India's domestic liquidity and companies' internal cash flow can largely cover their capital needs, offshore funding will remain key despite its share reducing to 12% of India Inc.'s total funding due to its higher costs and rising domestic liquidity, said Vikas Halan, Managing Director, Moody's. Per Moody's, non-financial corporates will face stiff competition from retail sector for bank funding as retail loans face high demand and have higher yields relative to corporate loans. Moving on, the India ship recycling industry is expected to record a revenue growth of approximately 15% this fiscal after 2 years of decline of 22% in fiscal 2024 and 8.5% in fiscal 2023, said a report by Crisil Ratings. The growth, it added, will be supported by two factors. First, the increased availability of aging vessels for recycling due to addition of new vessel capacities globally, and second, the higher competitiveness of Indian ship recyclers compared with the key rival nations Bangladesh and Pakistan. Per the report, the increased availability of aging vessels will bring down input cost of ship recyclers. This, along with higher capacity utilization leading to better efficiency, will improve operating profitability by 75 basis points to 6.5% this fiscal. In other news, assorted regulations and the lack of any let-up in compliance burden are crippling the growth of India's $220 billion chemical industry. Each unit in the employment-intensive sector requires to meet as many as 635 compliance requirements every month, and this is particularly stifling for the MSMEs, industry sources and analysts feel. Rishi Agarwal, co-founder and CEO TeamLease RegTech, said, "Even understanding the compliance needs is difficult for most MSMEs. Lack of training and skilled manpower makes it more challenging for the units to comply." Rishi Agarwal, co-founder and CEO TeamLease RegTech, said, "Even understanding the compliance needs is difficult for most MSMEs. Lack of training and skilled manpower makes it more challenging for the units to comply." Lastly, the benchmark equity indices closed the trading session on a positive note on June 13th. The BSE Sensex gained 221 points or 0.29% to finish the day's trading at 76,827.11, while the NSE Nifty 50 closed 77 points or 0.33% higher at 23,399.95. Nifty Midcap 100 closed 450 points or 0.83% at 54,676.05. However, Bank Nifty closed in the red, down 5.80 points or 0.01% at 49,889.30. Shriram Finance, HDFC Life Insurance, Divi's Lab, M&M and Titan were the top gainers in the Nifty 50, while Hindustan Unilever, ICICI Bank, Axis Bank, Aisha Motors and Britannia are the key losers in the Nifty 50 on June 13th. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.